All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the 2017-2018 NBA season has come to an end for the Minnesota Timberwolves as they were eliminated last night from the NBA playoffs by the Houston Rockets. Now, this marked the T-Wolves' first playoff appearance since 2004, but it wasn't a long one as they bowed out in five games in the first round. And you just have to ask yourself, was the playoff stage too big for this Timberwolves team? Nobody on the squad averaged more than 15.8 points per contest during the five-game set with Houston. Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Butler were tied for the lead in that category. Center Karl-Anthony Towns had 15.2 points and 13.4 rebounds for the series. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, the offense of this team needs to go through Karl-Anthony Towns. Minnesota spent too much time this year, and especially in this series, with the Rockets trying to be a perimeter team, and they tried to outshoot the Houston Rockets, and you're not going to do that unless you're the Golden State Warriors. That right now, they're the only team I think that could beat the Rockets in a seven-game series. So if you're Minnesota, you look at Karl-Anthony Towns, and they focused on making him more of a perimeter player this season. However, when he's in the post, there aren't that many guys in the NBA that can compete with him. You look at Jimmy Butler, you look at Andrew Wiggins, you look at the likes of Jeff Teague on his team, and I think, you know, Minnesota spent a good portion of the first half of the season trying to figure out what they were. And, you know, it cost them, because I look at Minnesota, they had the talent to win the Northwest Division. They had the talent to be the third or fourth team in the Western Conference. Granted that there was a logjam between 3 through 8, or actually 3 through 9 or 10, rather, for that matter, in the standings this season. But with that said, Minnesota, they're still learning what as far as what it takes to be a winner in the NBA. You have to bring it every night. And you have to take care of your business against the teams that you are supposed to take care of your business with. Don't get me wrong, they won 47 games this season, which was a 16-game improvement from last season. But now it's time to take that next step. And I think for head coach Tom Thibodeau, he has to really clamp down, and he has to get a formula for this squad, and they have to stick to it. Now, there were rumblings that Andrew Wiggins was unhappy and he could be traded due to his role with this team. And like I said before, it goes through Karl-Anthony Towns, or it needs to go through Karl-Anthony Towns, and then you have Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins. And I know that guys are worried about their stats, this, that, or the third, but if it's all about winning, you look at the Golden State Warriors, a team that has won 2 out of the last 3 NBA championships, and they are in contention for it once again. Those guys don't care about stats. Individual stats, that is. They only care about winning. One night it could be Kevin Durant. One night it could be Steph Curry. One night it could be Draymond Green. One night it could be Klay Thompson, as long as they get the victories. And I look at this series, you know, Minnesota had their opportunities early on in the series to really, you know, establish themselves. They fell short in Game 1. They came out and played, you know, more inspired basketball in Game 3, but then you look at Game 4. They allowed Houston to score 50 points in the third quarter. That's not going to cut it. And when you think of Tom Thibodeau, you think about defensive basketball. That wasn't on display throughout this series, and for the most part, it really was not on display throughout the year. With the exception of Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson, you don't have a lot of guys on this team that are known for that, for their defensive brand of basketball. And that is something that is going to have to change with this Timberwolves team. You're simply not going to go out there and outscore every opponent every single night. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to this club over the summer. But I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but it's still a head scratcher because you know that the Timberwolves could be a lot better. I just want to see how things play out and what this team looks like going into a new NBA season. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.